try just reading it all the way straight through, but we're going to catch some of these verses from Jeremiah 51 that have direct reference to what we're studying. Thus saith the Lord, this is verse 1, Behold, I will raise up against Babylon, and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me, a destroying wind. And that's where we close with Isaiah 41. God's people are going to be a threshing instrument, but he's going to bring a wind upon them. This is a wind that begins on William Miller's floor, if you heard the Overflowing Scourge series. It begins in Adventism, but this wind sweeps the whole world, just like the Overflowing Scourge begins in Adventism, but then sweeps the whole world in its train. Many symbols to use this final separation of mankind. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will raise up against Babylon, against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against thee, a destroying wind, and will send upon Babylon fanners that shall fan her and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about. For Israel hath not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God, of the Lord of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Brothers and sisters, did you catch that? Israel, and in our day and age, the Seventh-day Adventist Church is modern Israel. Israel has not been forsaken, nor Judah of his God. This church, Adventism, has not been forsaken, though their land is filled with sin against the Holy One. We're in the Laodicean time period. We're in a time period of apostasy, but the Lord has not forsaken this church because he will purify it in his own ways and means through the providential working of the Sunday law. Continuing on. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Revelation 17, Revelation 18 is here being reverenced. Babylon, and flee out of our midst, what's being described? This is the loud cry message, brother. This is the message that calls people out of Babylon just before human probation closes. Continuing on, Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain, if so she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her, and let us go everyone into his own country, for her judgment reached unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord our God. Brothers and sisters, what is the work of the Lord our God? It's the first part of that verse. The Lord hath brought forth our righteousness. When the Lord's righteousness is perfectly